I am. KO4NUE.
KO4NUE. K4OIM. Go ahead, Chad.
Hey, bud, can you call me on the cell phone? I need to talk with you about something, and I can't manipulate the phone right now.
Well, K-O-4-N-U-E, K-4-O-I-M, I'll be clear.
Hey, Chad, you just called me a minute ago. Can you call me right back first for a second?
Hang on. M-K-O-4-N-U-E.
Hey, Lee, K-4-O-I-M. Go ahead, Chad.
I just was going to ask you. I didn't need to be on the cell phone or anything. I don't know why I said that, but I just going to ask you. I got to go back up to the camp in a couple of days up there where the sawmill is, and just going to check with you and see if you need a couple more boards or anything. Just gonna ask.
Wait, that Chad. I don't need anything right now, but my daughter, she hasn't got an unemployment check in 4 weeks, and she called them yesterday, and they said there wasn't nothing wrong with her, you know, account, that she would get the checks, all back time checks, and she'd be glad to pay you for some 1x6s for that deck out there. I'll have to measure it and let you know how many I'm going to need, but that's in the future. She ought to be getting her checks this next week, so I'll check back with you later, Chad. KO4NUE, K4OIM.
Okay, well, sounds good. Yeah, tell her we can do that. And just let me know what the count is. But if you could do me a favor and let it cool off just a little bit. I'm a pretty big boy. It takes a lot to run this machine. So I need to let it cool off just a little bit. KO4NUE, and I'm clear, Walt.
I understand that. We ain't no big hurry. Just about to get it done before wintertime sets in. So I'll check back with you later, Chad. K4OIM, I'm clear.
7J Mobile.
2BNG Mobile, how you doing?
What are you up to today?
Probably some boards and other materials from Home Depot. A couple of other things. Other than that, not much.
Summer back. Whole new front end. Got it aligned just a little while ago. Drive down the road nice and straight. And amazing what $2,000 will do for you.
$2,000 will do for most anything in the automotive. Actually, in some cases, that's not even enough.
I got this truck to sell it now. So, we'll just keep driving it.
And that's how I feel about this Toyota Prius, even though I realize, oh yeah, that's the reason I should have sold it. But yeah, I'm going to drive this into the ground, basically. Even though now I got to worry about, I got to find someone who knows how to take apart the dashboard, because I got to replace the instrument cluster.
Finding mechanics that are reliable, honest, and can do the job the right way are few and far between. But, yeah, I put a whole new front end on this. Tires are new, brakes are new, starter's new. I swapped out the engine not long ago. It's got a brand new transmission in it. I don't really see the need to do much selling at this point in time.
You've already got too much into it. It gets to the point of diminishing returns. You know, besides, I just spent $400 to put tires on this thing, and another $200 for a battery, and then now the instrument cluster failed. So now I have no odometer, and unfortunately no fuel gauge. But, you know, that's okay. I'll work around it.
$100 on tires, that's money, but I spent $400 per tire not long ago, so you should be happy at $400.
Including insulation, balancing, whatever else. $50 cheaper, I don't know. Nowadays, that's not a lot of money for 40 tires.
Not that price at all, but, well, anyway, what else is going on? I haven't heard you in a while. I talked to you a week or so ago, but I guess you're kind of got the radio moved and you're back on the air a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I had this, I was actually hitching rides from neighbors for quite a while because I had this car. This car was off the road for a while, but yeah, now that it's back on the road, I figure put the radio back in and, you know, put the antenna back up. So, this was the radio that was sitting on the desk, and now it's, I guess...
I'm glad you got it all straightened around. Tomorrow, I gotta leave early in the morning. I'll be gone for a week. Got a little bit of traveling to do, a little bit of work to do. Got to go to my dad's, and he's going to have some eye surgery, so I'll be out of town for a week. And then I should be back home until September for the convention. I'll be gone for 4 or 5 days. But anyway, and we got out-of-town company right now, so I'm just on my way back from the alignment place, and I stopped at the grocery store and got some dinner. Just going to make Reuben's tonight. And that's about it. Gonna start getting my stuff packed up for tomorrow.
Nothing terribly serious, I hope. Is it one of those things where, like, he's in danger of going blind?
More of a cosmetic type surgery. You know, he's 89 years old, and his eyelids are droopy a little bit, so they're gonna fix that up for him.
So cosmetic surgery, so not actual eye surgery. You know, because that runs the gamut from, you know, refractive surgery. I've had that done. I used to wear glasses the size with the thickness of Coke bottles. You know, that could be anything from that to, you know, cataract surgery, glaucoma surgery. Eye surgery can get seriously nasty.
Oh, probably half a dozen eye surgeries. I had, they had to open up my tear ducts. They did that twice, actually. I had them do some other surgery to help with the tearing. And I'm also going to be going back and having the same surgery my dad's having, plus cataracts. I've had that done. So I've had a lot done to my eyes. And they have improved, but I got probably one or two more eye surgeries to go before I get them to where I want them.
Problem. My eyes are dry and itchy all the time. It's either a mild infection, it's allergies, or it's just tear duct is drying out. So, you know, that may be next. And, yeah, the right eye is starting to go, so the refractive surgery again may be next. I had that surgery done quite a long time ago.
Dry eyes than watery eyes. Dry eyes, at least you can put some drops in, even if you got to do it every hour or two. Watery eyes, they just don't stop. It's like a water fountain.
Yeah, I guess you... Well, you pick which medical condition you don't want. You're, you know... Yeah, between the two, that might be worse. Hard to tell, huh?
Aye, but I have had the watery eye problem for a while, and the last surgery that they did actually helped a great deal. All right, Glenn, I'm pulling into the driveway here. I got to back up and hook up the trailer and put it down into the lower area there to get it out of the way for the week that I'm gone, and then I got to start loading for tomorrow morning's early departure. You have a great one. Good to hear you. ND7J.
Hey, KD2BNG. 73s, you have a good rest of your day, and, you know, have a good trip. We'll talk to you next week, and I'll be clear.